head out to talk with Dr. John Braccio. He's the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Dr. Braccio, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm in a good mood. I'd like it a little warmer, but it's pretty beautiful out there.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. I know you're probably in pretty good spirits after Michigan State getting it done in men's basketball this past Sunday.
Well, it was terrific, I might add. It took a little while to celebrate, though, until that second half when we got those 10 straight points. It was one of those frustrating games that, but when it has a happy ending, then, yeah, there's always a lot of joy and a lot of fun.
All right. As was reported in the paper, and we've talked a little bit about the last week or so, today is my last day, and we wanted to have the opportunity to talk with you and some other folks and say thank you for all you've done for us. We appreciate you.
Well, Tony, I've greatly enjoyed working with you these past 5 years. I think you've done a great service to the community. I think you've had terrific people on there. I think you're really a terrific interviewer, and I think, you know, the world moves on, but I think you've definitely left a mark, and it'll be hard to, you know, replace you. And just best is wished to you as you follow your dreams and seek out new challenges and new things that will keep you young and always as you do everything in relation to your wife and your kids. So I think that's terrific.
When we started our conversations, I was a little leery of them, but the more we had them, the more I would hear from people saying they needed to hear more positive vibes, they needed encouragement, they needed motivation, they needed ideas on how to help them conduct their lives in more efficient ways. And I guess sometimes we think we may forget about that.
Well, I think in life, Tony, so much of it is what we choose to think about. That doesn't mean there aren't pressures and difficulties. But if you decide to look in your life for the things in the past, recent or, you know, far past, that make you unhappy, then that just is a bad idea. You want to remember your home runs. You want to remember your successes. You want to remember when you fell in love. You're going to want to remember, you know, times with your family, continuing times with your family, the good times. If you want to focus on bad things that happened, when people treated you unfairly, when you lost a job maybe you thought you had coming, when you felt there was some situation where it was kind of because of paternal or some family maternal, someone took something from you, that just won't get you anywhere. You want to learn from it. You don't want to be happy about it. But life is taking positive things, building on weaknesses and building on strengths, and moving forward and trying to have as good a life as you can on your one time around and try to positively impact people around us.
What happens to us? How do we get in these funks?
I think a lot of times there's so much negativity. All you have to do is turn on TV as an example, even listen to the radio. You're going to hear about beheadings. You're going to hear about people doing things inappropriately. You're going to just hear all kinds of politicians and people fighting with each other, saying everybody's a crook and you can't trust anybody. And if you listen to these things, that's really not good. If you have a spiritual sense and you really want to be with people that have that sense of spirituality, if you're a strong family person, you want to really develop your strengths with, you know, with your family. If you're a community person, you want to do whatever you can to be helping in your community. So whatever your strengths are, whatever you enjoy, whatever you love, those are things you really want to develop and you want to enjoy, and you want to help even bring others into the circle of the things that make you happy. Because, Tony, it is a choice, really. It's amazing how many people will find a negative. Now, I was not at all wild about the snow we had yesterday. Okay? But on the other hand, there was a beauty to it, too. It was kind of that winter wonderland. Obviously, if someone asked me, I'd say, well, I've had enough of that for a while. But on the other hand, it was a beautiful experience. And, hey, let's kind of enjoy that rather than, you know, I got stuck in my driveway. That won't help me.
How do we make sure that we do everything we can to help our kids not get into those funks and not get into those negative patterns at a young age?
I think a lot of it is doing things as a family. I think that that becomes a very critical thing. I also think that there's some truth in the statement that families that pray together stay together. I think it's also true that families that that plan their lives together. You have your children, you may do sporting events or musical events. You do things as a team. What I found over the years, too often when parents travel, they'll have their children take a friend. Okay, well, there's nothing wrong with that sometimes. But then when they're teenagers and they're having issues and lack of communication, they will be in seeing me, okay, in my office, and I'll be making the comment. I say, you know, you've really got to do now what you didn't do before. You really have to build to the point that even when the kids are adults, they want to get together and have those experiences where you're doing things together. I think that is, I think that is really, really important. I really do. In fact, oddly, as we speak now, my daughter, my son-in-law, and the kids are with my son-in-law's parents in Florida now, and my wife and I are going to join them for a few days, so that's really kind of an extended group. But that's what you want. You want to have close family, because ultimately, Tony, when you bring people into the world, you really want to give them every opportunity to be as successful and happy as they can be. And then if you're in that same mode of thinking and you're loving being a family person and doing this, then you're going to share in the joy of those experiences. And if you're not that way, then you're going to lead more of a solitary life, and I just don't think a very happy life. I still think the best way to go is if you can find the right spouse and you can raise children and you can just do good modeling, you can work hard, everyone can work as a team, and this can go on for some generations. So that's, I think, some pretty basic goal. Get educated, get as far ahead as you can, and always be respectful and try to just enhance yourself and those around you.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Dr. Braccio's website is awesome. Make sure you check it out at drjohnb.com. Sir, it's been a pleasure. I've learned so much. I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Hey, listen, wish the best to you and your family, Tony. Bye-bye.